share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The rise of online technology has given way to much more elaborate scams, as online-based scams have been on the increase. Recently, Twitter user Afik took to the social media to share how he got scammed of almost RM16,000. Whilst taking part in a commission-based part-time job. In his post, he wrote, "Guys, I got scammed almost RM16,000. Until I ran out of my savings I took out and had to borrow from my cousins and parents almost RM8,500. I hope you can all learn from me. How it started." He said that on Monday, the 14th of March, around 8 p.m., as he was scrolling through Facebook, he happened to encounter an ad which was promoting commission-based part-time jobs. Afik went on to message the contact number included in the ad to inquire about the job. The person in charge told him that they are an affiliate marketing team, which helps small e-commerce merchants to boost their sales and ratings. The person known as Sophia said that the job is as an online purchaser, where you would have to follow tasks to buy products assigned by the seller, and you'd get your money back along with a 10% commission within 10 minutes. Sophia then said that if he was interested, he'd be invited into their group for him to observe how other part-timers do and how they earn. Afik went on to join the group and asked the admin for tasks. Scam unfolding. Afterwards, Afik said that he started on his tasks with every task having a time limit of 10 to 15 minutes. "I clicked on the Shopee link that they gave me, added the product to cart, and send the screenshot to the admin. They then would pass me a bank account for me to transfer to. I believed it because for the first two tasks, I got my money along with the 10% commission. I then proceeded to do task 3," he explained. Task 3. When it came to task 3, Afik said that it was slightly different because he had to buy 3 items and perform 3 transactions to a different bank account than in task 1 and 2. Task 3 also included 2 missions to finish. For task 3, I had to make 6 transactions to the BSN account number. He added, the transactions were in the amounts of RM399, RM999, RM999, RM3299, RM3299. I took too long and went past the time limit, so I asked for a refund without the commission since I did not finish the task, but they said that I've gone past the time and that I needed to pay RM3299, explained Afik. After I paid the RM3299 penalty, they told me that the system was down and that I'd have to wait till tomorrow, the 16th of March, to continue with the refund process. He added that he then realized how foolish it was for him to pay the penalty and to follow their instructions just in the hopes of getting his money back. Police report filed. On the 16th of March, Afik filed a police report. So this morning I went to make a police report at the Mallory police station and had to go up to the commercial office to testify about my case. So please beware and don't be stupid like me. Quote. Although there has been no further updates in regards to his case, Afik thanked all of his colleagues, friends and those on social media who have given him emotional support. God willing, money can be obtained again, but take this as a lesson. Please don't go through shortcuts and trust things like these. Read about Afik's experience below. Guys, crying aku kena scam almost 16k sampai habis duit simpanan aku keluarkan. Pinjam cousin pinjam parents almost 8.5k. Aku harap korang semua boleh amik ikhtibar dari aku. Nanti aku free aku buat cerita semua dari A to Z. Skrg ni aku lemah x2nk buat apa da loudly crying pic.twitter.com/loblywipta. Aboy region letter M region letter Y. At Aboy 98, March 16, 2022. Have you heard of such an elaborate scam? Let us know in the comments. Also read. Beware. Machines lured by ads promising well-paying overseas jobs, get abused there. Source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.